This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hi, I'm Sarah Donchi. Juliet has the evening off. He was a legend on and off the baseball field, and tonight fans are honoring Giants great Willie Mays, who died at the age of 93 yesterday. Willie Mays Plaza in front of Oracle Stadium has become a gathering spot for fans paying tribute. One even shared a memorable encounter with the Say Hey Kid. Amanda Harry has the story.
A statue that has become a landmark outside of Oracle Park is now providing a space for people to grieve, gather, and remember a legend in the sport of baseball, some even shedding tears. In the hours after Willie Mays died, fans immediately started paying tribute to the Hall of Famer by dropping off flowers.
Just the greatest Giant of all time.
James Fitzgerald traveled to San Francisco from Santa Rosa to say goodbye to Mays. He says it's only fitting to say goodbye after Mays gave him one of his most memorable hellos.
I have goosebumps all over.
He says that's what happened back in 2010 when he was riding on an elevator at Oracle Park and realized he was sharing the space with Mays.
I looked over at him and I said, "Hey, Mr. Mays, how are you doing?" She put out my hand and he said, "Hey, kid, good to meet you."
He says having the Say Hey Kid say hey to him is a moment he'll never forget. He was heartbroken when his sister called him to tell him about May's passing. Fans say he was a living legend.
He's kind of a link to baseball's past, and because he lived till 93, he lived for a long time of that. So,
Nathan Nays is a lifelong baseball fan. He's lived in both New York and San Francisco, the two major cities Mays played in.
That's a better spot.
And now he's passing down the love of baseball to his three-year-old son, Teddy.
He doesn't quite get the gravity of it, but I think part of it is bringing him here just so that we have a photo in a couple years so we can tell him that story.
Mays says he wants to teach his son all about Mays' legacy once he's old enough to understand.
Here's a pitch to Willie. Swung on, hit.
Mays regards Mays as one of the greatest baseball players in history, not just because of his stats, but because of his cultural influence. He first played in the Negro American League for the Birmingham Black Barons before moving over to the major leagues just several years after it was integrated. Fitzgerald says he has no doubt that 100 years from now, people will still be talking about Mays.
Never be forgotten, forever be missed.
And tomorrow, Mays will be honored for the barriers he broke in baseball in Birmingham, Alabama. Vern Glenn has more on that. This game was already going to be a huge deal.
Right.
It has taken on so much more significance.
It would have been enormous had Mays been there. But without him, wow, this is really getting big. We've been saying all the superlatives about the best five-tool player ever. Willie Mays, taken from us yesterday. The image and memories kept rolling in today.
Please join us in a moment of silence as we remember the great Willie Mays.
The tributes are just beginning for Willie Mays.
Say hey!
Fans can honor the Say Hey Kid tomorrow at Oracle Park, a place where Mays' impact on the franchise will always be remembered.
There's a reason the Giants play at 24 Willie Mays Plaza, and there's a reason that Willie's statue is in front of the ballpark.
And it now extends across the street at the Say Hey Experience.
Say hey!
Museum curator Jack Baer is also the Giants' chief legal officer and helped bring Willie back home in 1993.
I've been at the Giants for 32 years. One of my first assignments was to draft his lifetime contract with the club.
Meanwhile, in Willie's hometown of Birmingham, a new mural was unveiled outside of Rickwood Field, and Mays' Hall of Fame plaque was flown in from Cooperstown. Everyone making the trip is now looking forward to celebrating the greatest player that ever lived.
When you grew up a Giants fan in those days, because of Willie Mays largely, you couldn't help but become a fan, not just of the Giants, but of baseball in general, because Willie was a larger-than-life figure. He was like a superhero.
Sarah, I wish I could bring back Satchel Paige to the ceremonies tomorrow. Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell, great Negro League players. Did you know that 181 Baseball Hall of Famers have played at Rickwood Field.
Historic for sure. And, you know, tomorrow's game at Rickwood Field is part of this three-day event that's paying tribute to the Negro Leagues. Our Ryan Yamamoto is heading to Birmingham, and he will bring us live reports tomorrow. Pretty cool. All right, Juneteenth celebrations are underway here in the Bay Area as well. In San Francisco's Hayes Valley, there was a family block party featuring food, bumper cars, and carnival rides for kids. And in Oakland, Wells Fargo presented a $1 million grant to the Black Cultural Zone CDC to help fund a project. The money will go toward purchasing land for a market hall and homes. The project will be located at Liberation Park on Foothill Boulevard in East Oakland. It's near Eastmont Mall. It'll include vending spaces for small businesses of color, a place for performances, and 119 units of affordable housing. Organizers say this is very important to invest in this community since it serves as a cornerstone for Oakland's identity. You have to talk about weather and the air quality. And an air quality advisory has been extended all the way through tomorrow because of all these fires that we have burning in Northern California all at once. Some fog around the Bay Area right now, not too much haze, but for more on our air quality, let's go ahead and bring in Darren Peck.
The good news on that, Sarah, is we're better on air quality. Most air quality sensors right now for the Bay are generally reading good. But if you look at the way we started this day, the best way to do that is to use the high-resolution satellite imagery from just after sunrise. Get a close-up look in here. This is right around 6 a.m. Keep your eye through that part of the valley. You see it? That's all smoke. And when the sun angle was low, you could really see the smoke was still just lingering. I'm going to advance it now through time and watch what happens once we put it into a loop. Looks a little better. A little less smoke coming off that fire. And you can also tell clearly how once the sun rises a little higher and you don't have that low angle, you can't see the smoke as well. Let me show you another vantage point where you had no problem seeing it today, the camera that sits on top of Mount Diablo. But even here, this is a time lapse, and it's better than it was yesterday. You can tell that's still hazy, but it is not as thick as it was. And really, the test is, what do the air quality sensors have to say? So this is probably the best image of the whole day. Those are good air quality readings pretty much throughout the entire Bay. We still need to track the potential for a little bit of smoke coming off of that site's fire as we go into tomorrow, and we'll do that. Coming up in the complete first alert forecast in just a few minutes. For now, back to you.
All right, Darren, thank you so much. Let's check on some of those fires. The Sites fire in Colusa County currently sits at more than 15,000 acres burned so far. It's only 5% contained as it looks set to overtake the Post fire in Southern California for the unwanted title of the largest fire currently burning in California. Meanwhile, in Sonoma County, all evacuation orders and warnings have been lifted for the Point fire. Crews there say they've stopped the forward progress of the fire near Healdsburg. The push to recall Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao took a major step forward. It looks like voters will decide whether she will get to keep her job. Ann McAvick has a look at what could be a big upset at City Hall. The Bay Area has seen a lot of recalls. This is just the latest one.
Yes, this is going to be a very intense election season in Alameda County. Not only Oakland's mayor, but the district attorney, both facing contentious recall votes and fighting to keep their jobs. Mayor Sheng Tao has only been in office for 2 years, but a lot of people are unhappy with the job she's doing, specifically blaming her for the A's leaving Oakland and for a rise in crime, even though recent numbers show that crime is actually trending down. A group has been collecting signatures for a recall, and the county registrar of voters announced yesterday that it has qualified for the ballot. Today, those behind the effort had this message for Mayor Tao.
People in Oakland are hurting. They continue to hurt. You have had a long enough time in office to make things better. You have not made things better for Oaklanders. And you're seeing that in the support for this recall.
So the next steps will be decided by the Oakland City Council, but the recall will likely happen in November. At that time, Alameda County voters will also decide whether to recall DA Pamela Price, who's come under fire for her soft-on-crime approach. To some, two recalls might seem like a waste of money and resources, but one political expert tells us it's all part of democracy.
As frustrating as recalls can be, it is worth reminding folks that they are a huge tool of democracy. It gives the people an opportunity to make and remake decisions.
We have reached out to the mayor's office multiple times. So far, no response back.
Yeah, recall politics in the Bay Area are alive and well. We'll have to see what happens with this one and all of the others.
Yeah, of course, we'll be following it.
All right, in San Francisco, people will decide this November if cars should permanently be banned on the Great Highway. to make way for an oceanfront park. Now, if passed, the park would stretch 3 miles from Lincoln to Skyline. Since 2021, only the upper part of the highway has been closed to cars during the weekend. About 100,000 pet owners are set to lose their insurance policies for their pets. Nationwide announced plans to cut their pet insurance business, citing rising costs of veterinary care. About 100,000 non-renewal letters are expected to go out to pet owners between the spring and summer of next year. Unknown how many Californians will be impacted. Students across California may soon be barred from using their phones during school, as Governor Gavin Newsom announced he plans to propose a statewide ban. The governor cited harmful effects that social media can have on young people. This week, the Los Angeles School District voted to enact a similar ban on its K-12 schools. One member of the district said that students are more glued to cell phones than ever, and teachers are putting in more effort to having to police their cell phone use. The black bear population is booming in the Tahoe foothills. Current estimates put the number between 50,000 and 81,000, but the Department of Fish and Wildlife, along with bear conservation groups, say that's really more of an estimate rather than an actual count, which means it's unclear if the population is really growing at this rate, if we're just seeing more of the population that has always been there as humans continue to move further and further into bears' habitats.
We have new science, new technology, new data sources, and we want to incorporate all that into our population modeling.
We need a good study. We need to know really how many bears are in California, how many are in each section, in each region.
The Department of Fish and Wildlife says the public comment period on black bear conservation plans ended last week. They hope to have more information in the near future on what the next steps will be. Thank you so much for watching. The news continues at 8 over on PIX Plus 44 Cable 12. We'll see you right back here at 11.